Flamingos, baby. Get set.
Flames updates.
To maintain coronavirus procedures for universities.
Exciting conversation anytime and anywhere.
No government in the history of Nigeria has targeted
what will they be doing exactly?
They'll be doing different types of community service that are peculiar.
Stay with 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
You know, I believe together we can create a world better. A place of happiness, where love reigns and unity prevails. A place of happy people. A place of joy. Do you believe in that? Happiness is all human beings seek. Some in the bid to find happiness. They hurt their brother just to make themselves happy, feel good. And from their perspective, they may not necessarily be doing anything wrong, because today, instead of what I said, we live in a world where a survival of the fittest is pretty much a situation. Whoever makes the more money controls what happens to them and the people around them. If not, why is it that many people have even gone as far as getting political powers and appointments and positions, yet bring about little or no change to their kind, to even to their constituents? Sometimes you wonder. That's because the motive is not even about helping others grow or helping the brothers and sisters achieve their full potential. It is all about getting all you can and canning all you get so that you can be on the table to make decisions or to have a say when decisions are made. Isn't that the world we live in? But I believe, well, before I start sounding like Martin Luther King, but I do believe that we can have a world devoid of all these practices, a world where you truly be my brother and me your brother. A world where we can be our brother's keeper. A world where we'll sought for others' growth, advancement, health, wealth, just as we care about ours. A place where giving would be for the sole purpose of helping and supporting us against for our selfish interests. That's the world I believe we can achieve. And on that note, I bid you welcome to this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos. It's a Good Friday edition. It is a place where only the fun things of life happen. It is a radio show that takes away from the worries and the stress and reminds you of the fact that you have survived yet another week in the pandemic. Ladies, gentlemen, friends, foes, and all around the world, from Lagos, Nigeria, Africa, and the world. Yes, welcome to this morning's episode of What's Up Lagos! Yes! Yes! Just alive!
Wow!
Woo! I needed to remind you of the originator of that sound. Some of you forgot where it came from. I needed to remind you. It's a Friday.
Wow. How did you feel doing that?
It felt like evil spirit plus
evil
thoughts plus everything left. You know, like, go away, far away, bad energy. That's the feeling, man. That's what that scream does. You wrap up all the emotions that are bringing you down. The emotions that make you feel less of yourself. The emotions that make you feel like, you know, insufficient. The emotions that make you want to hate your brother for no reason. The emotions that makes you want to hate your sister for no reason. The emotions that make you, you know, think of only the selfish things. The negative thoughts. The hate. The agony. The anger. The hatred, the failure, all wrapped up in those simple words that represent the name of the show. What's up, Lagos? You scream it and let them out. I wish I was on the third mainland bridge right now. It'd be a great place to do that.
To scream.
Yeah. Let me scream and jump in the lagoon. Yeah. Oh my, that felt good. I won't lie to you.
I could feel it. I could feel it from the sound of your voice. You're super excited.
Where did that energy come from? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Oh my.
It felt like you needed to let something out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what it is just yet, but it felt good.
Absolutely. How are you though? You look great.
What is the
You look great, Andrea, but you know, I was about saying you look great and I realized that she looks great in my wares. Like, she's wearing my t-shirt.
So
she's wearing my sneakers.
So
and I don't know, man.
I don't understand.
Can I just iron my things, keep it? You know, pick it up.
It's better on us. We look better with it than you do. Hello.
My own cloth. Uh-huh. What I actually got for myself.
What are you talking?
But you have more stuff than me. What is it about my stuff that you always like to wear?
I don't know. It just feels better. It just feels better on me. That's all.
Oh, boy. Anyway, I love you that way. I love you, man.
I thought you were going to get angry. Yeah. Why are you putting on my shirt? Go and change it.
Low-key.
Go and put that top right now.
No, low-key, every man wishes that their woman actually wears their stuff. It's quite romantic, guys. Who you the vex for wearing clothes? Who you not love? Can you wear someone's clothes that you don't love?
That's right.
You don't be angry now because his perfume or stuff will still be there, no matter.
Yeah.
You know, you just be having it all around.
Yeah.
Is that the reason?
Not exactly, but yeah, sometimes that's the reason, but not exactly.
All right. How do you feel this morning, by the way?
I'm excited. I am ready for the day. It's Friday. Yep. I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. It's Friday already, 27th of August, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And like I always say, what a day to be alive.
It is the day the Lord has made for us to be glad and rejoice in it. I have to screw that in.
Okay. But I mean, nothing. You would have just.
Okay. It is the day the Lord has made for us to be glad and rejoice in it.
Makes sense. I just realized.
Yeah.
Today happens to be my dad's birthday.
Oh.
I just realized.
Little wonder why. Today's your dad's birthday.
Yeah. Well.
That's posthumous.
Yeah.
That just told me something. It's a significant day in my life. This the same day. Very significant in my life, my history, my life history.
So why? What are you trying to tie together?
I'm trying to say that
right now. I don't get.
Okay, let me just leave that. That will be for us.
You're too deep for my liking. For my liking, come on. Can we just take things as light as possible? Okay. Where you they carry the butter good now? I don't understand.
How do we wish this fantastic, great man, who I wish was here right now to listen? I'm sure he'll be proud.
I know he would be proud. Not that I know he would be, you know.
The spirits hear us. The spirits hear people on the earth.
Can we face the show?
Okay.
I don't understand the matter that you are carrying. I don't know where you are taking it to. Can we face front?
Okay.
Can we just face front and be going?
We're facing front, man.
All right.
Straight up. Mm. It's 10:22.
Yeah.
To prove to you that we're facing front now.
We're facing the front.
Absolutely.
So Lagos, Nigeria, I hope you're also facing front, looking ahead and not looking back and trying to achieve all that it is that you need to achieve.
That's right.
You want to tell us what's going on around your area and how you are doing this morning? We want to hear that from you. And also, there's been this thing that I've been seeing on social media. There's a particular challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I don't know why we just want to jump on anything and everything. I'm thinking, right? Is it that we just want to show our prowess, or we just want to be... I think human nature, we're very competitive.
Yeah.
So that could probably be the reason. And I mean, it's a challenge. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to show how strong and how powerful and how fit they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the crates challenge.
Hmm. The challenge that has broken ribs.
And backs. And backbones. And, you know, rendered some people crippled.
Hmm. You know, up till now, I'm trying to find out what exactly... you know, sometimes this challenge, before you know it, they've gone global. Everyone is jumping on it.
Everyone.
And you wonder, who has started this? Does anyone even know the story behind it?
Hmm.
Who... what's the purpose? What's the aim? Is it to show fitness? I mean, if you're a martial artist, if martial artists were doing your fitness and they say, don't try this at home, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But in a situation where you just jump on something and even not minding the dangers, it had to take people breaking their back.
Yeah. I saw a video and I think it started in the US or something. I saw a video of this young woman. She was also trying to do the challenge and all of that. Everybody hailing her and, you know, she was going, hey, climbing.
Yeah.
And then she fell. You know, the falling was epic. What an epic fall. She fell down. They had to call, is it 911 now? They had to call to rescue her because she could not even stand up. What? And nobody could lift her up because she was in pains.
Wow. I mean, I'm laughing, but, you know, it's not, it's that kind of thing. They say if you laugh, you will not make it. I will laugh.
Man, I don't know where this
challenge
came from, but it's a very risky one. And if you're thinking of trying it, I think Nike came up with one sensitization saying, you know, their tagline is just do it.
Yeah.
But this time around, they said, don't
awakening
just...
Awakening.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
That's right. We'll take you to Lagos right here. It's 10:34 on the clock. Nigeria Info 99.3, and you were hanging out with the Techers.
Absolutely correct.
I am Andrea Adwobi Teke.
And I'm Collins. Teke.
I mean, we were talking about this social media trend.
Yep.
The crates challenge. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it? And what do you think about it? Have you tried it? In fact, I saw one. This guy, I think he's a fitness trainer or something. And he tried the... damn it. He tried the challenge. And he did a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he went till the very top.
Yeah.
And he took the dumbbells and he, you know, did went some, on and on it to work out.
Showing himself.
You know? And then he went down into the very last one. I was like, yo, this guy's good.
Uh-huh. I mean,
somebody else will see that and say, I can do it. I can do it. Why not? If not, let's go and try it.
And this is what will happen to them.
And then they fall in akata. They either they break their teeth, or they break their leg, or they break their back, or something will break.
What is cracking me up is the yakata.
Isn't all yakata there for? Look at that.
So, guys, this is a particular one that it's right in front of us on the screen right now. Unfortunately, you can't see it. But for those who have been following, you certainly must have seen one or two. Some people went as far as going to the beach to do this. They'll pack crates. They'll go to the beach and try to do the crate challenge. And some will fall. There's a person that actually did it well.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the air. I forgot that it was just crate and went to lean on
Are you serious? And fell?
You know when you climbed, he went to the top, stayed there, they're like, and everyone said, whoa, nice one. He stepped down quietly, and it was pretty high.
Wow.
And then he wanted to do that. So there's a football player that used to score. When he scores a goal, he would do something like this.
Yeah.
He now went to lean on the
crates. Oh, my goodness.
He fell and rolled. Wow. Mixed up with the crates.
Wow.
And they said that's the worst. That's the worst. I mean, talk about, messing things up.
I don't know. There've been challenges, right? There've been social media challenges. You just see the likes of TikTok, Instagram, and they brought. But this particular one, it's a no for me.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. It's a no.
It's crazy. And we just want to call on, please. Not everything is for everyone. I know some people say, let's do it, let's fall. Is it your fall? But until you break your neck, like Usher, you break your neck, you will not understand why we're saying that it's wrong. It's actually very dangerous.
But have you seen Nigerians jump on that? Have you seen Nigerians?
So Nigerians are jumping with sense.
Because at the end of the day, it's not even the same kind of crates,
As Unkubi put like 3 crates. Unkubi. He put 3 crates. That was 3. 1, 2, 3. He was not doing press up.
Oh my God.
To climb the 3 crates. I said, bros, how far?
Wisdom.
Shout out to you, by the way.
Wisdom.
Anyways, that being said, I don't see any sense in it. Okay. Thank God that some of the top brands are coming out to...
Yeah.
It's all about anything that trends. All you need to do is just come out, put a statement out there concerning it.
Yeah.
You join the trend.
So,
some of these brands, I doubt if they're actually saying it because they mean the best for the people who are in it or they just want to jump on it. But this is us for not... we're not jumping on it because it's a trend. We're telling you because we care about your safety. If you are planning, or if you see parents, you see your child packing crates, so what do you want to use it for? Say, don't worry. Please watch very closely. They might want to mount the crates challenge. But one thing about the Nigerian crates is that they're a bit solid. It looks
like they're stronger.
They're stronger. You can just jump on it.
But that is not to say that you can go ahead and try your luck.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try your luck. Because sometimes luck is to disappoint.
Uh-huh.
Don't go and try your luck. Okay.
Anyways, Lagos, that's it for our own gist. Let's get here from you this morning. let's sign in, man. It's a new week in the pandemic. We're excited about this.
A new week? It's the end of the week.
We have survived another week in the pandemic.
That's right.
Thank you so much for all that. And how do you feel? Do you feel great? Do you feel fantastic? Are you optimistic? And this is like the last Friday of the month of August.
It is.
So, man, it's a feel-good Friday. No hard feeling. No serious conversation. Just fun. If you've followed the crate challenge, if you've seen any and you've wondered what it was all about, you want to talk about that? That's okay. But you want to give us an update of what's happening in your neighborhood, your lungu, your kabah, wherever it is you're listening to us from.
Yeah, sure.
You can do it right now, right here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're ready to hear from you. The numbers to call haven't changed, have they?
No, they haven't. 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190.
You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Now, for those who have been calling the show week in, week out, we love you. Shout out to you. In fact,
you're the best. VVIP?
Yeah, the VVIP.
We love you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, a lot. But you see, for now, because there are a lot of people who have been trying to call, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Please be a brother's keeper. When I started, I did one speech on brother's keeper, showing love. It's because of you I did that speech, too. Especially for all of you.
Mm.
So what you do is step aside a bit, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Step down the beat. Let others who have been trying to call the radio station have their way through so that they too can join and get excited. Some people have been looking for the opportunity to just scream, What's up, Lagos? And they've never gotten it. Imagine if that were you and you keep hearing some set of people every day. You won't be happy. So I know you guys are understanding people. Just step back for the beat. What's this gentleman that called the other time that was almost angry? Just Lopeye.
Koboko man.
Koboko man, sometimes just hear him alone. It's funny. Well, you know, it's good to hear him, but Koboko man, just hold on a bit. You know, before the show ends, you all have the opportunity to call. Right? Let's give those who have been trying to call for weeks, for months, to get in. And you know all yourself, all the regular callers.
That's right, and the phone lines are buzzing. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
The first time caller.
Wow.
Really?
Welcome.
Hallelujah. Four months.
Wow. 4 months, wow.
You made it.
Today is your day.
Every day, normally, Jesse Lokpaya and Co, Kobokoma, all those guys and everything. The day Jesse Lokpaya was complaining, the lady doesn't know her, but I know probably, you know, screening calls and...
Hello? Okay, he's gone.
Oh my.
Please call us back if you can.
Wait, I see Christopher Mekoyi. I hope it's not the same Chris we just spoke to now. Okay, hello. Good morning.
I've never called you for the past 2 weeks, so.
No, it's not 2 weeks. Chris, you're a regular caller. Hello, Chris.
No, but we haven't heard from him in a while.
All right, let's hear
we
from him.
We haven't heard from him in a while.
My sister, God bless you. Happy birthday to your dad.
Thank you.
Prof, you say be your brother's keeper, right?
Yes.
Something happened to me 2 days ago.
What was that?
I was driving my Gura around.
Gura again?
Oh my God, Chris.
It's Chris, are you there, Chris?
Please, you can call us back if you can. 0700-993-993-993. Basically, tell us what's going on around your area.
And I love Chris with his Gura Gura story all the time. But you know...
When he says Gura Gura, he means his car.
His car, yes. His car, as good as car. I mean, for those who don't know, Gura Gura. You know, but guys, if you have been calling, if you've ever gone through on this line, on this show, please, let's just step back a bit. It's not too much to ask. If it was in the next few minutes, Larry, I want to believe, is calling from Lekki.
Yeah. What's up, Lekki?
Madness.
Welcome.
Oh my.
Finally, I'm able to get through.
Yeah, so we're happy for you. How's Lekki this morning? A good friend.
Yeah, good.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah, I just want to wish you guys a very good happy Friday and just to tell you, you're doing a very good job. Love you guys.
Thank you. We love you too.
We love you more. Huh. Well, sociable, you're a regular caller, Imba. Sociable. Is it that the person... Okay, sociable, let's take you, but we have just begged you now, yeah? Sociable. How far?
Good morning.
His hair, I love it.
What's up, niggas?
Chest alive.
I got vaccinated yesterday.
Wow, congratulations.
Congratulations.
How do you feel?
If I slap you. That's what you called to tell us?
Yes, so that's what is happening in my area now.
Okay.
Nice one.
That's good.
Nice one.
Thank you, Sushibu.
Congratulations.
Yeah. All right. Okay, guys, I know you can't do without calling Nigeria Info. We know. That's the plan. So let's not come and act like it's not part of the plan. But we're just trying to make sure we can accommodate more people, right, Andrea?
That's right.
0700-993-993-993.
On WhatsApp, we have quite some messages.
Okay,
let's take this one. This one says, good morning, the techers. Collins, that energy was something else. What a way to start the program. This is Bola from Suliri.
Thank you, Bola.
All right. Another one is saying, wow, as I have said, the first radio reality show for radio. Okay. He says, Che, check out the romantic banter. Good morning, the techers. Toby from Mowi.
Oh, she, Toby from Mowi.
Nice one.
Oh, she, don't leave me. Chris is on the line.
All right. Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
My neighbor, the hospital now, when they do create challenge.
Not lying.
Make a break.
Are you?
Because
are you serious?
What?
Because to me, I swear, that thing is no idea. Who even invented that challenge thing?
What?
Yeah?
Neck break in the form Jackie Chan. I've been awaiting the form. For Badore, did it openly along Beams Garden. The guy there for 2 years for Badore did it 2 days ago.
Oh my God! Sorry, not like, we don't sympathize, but it's our first
in
laugh.
Neck don't go, in neck don't go. I'm waiting because of this thing now. It's to say, anyway, sure, no, we'll not talk too much, but I just want to let people tell people they do that crazy
challenge.
I beg, may them stop harm. It's risk, it's risk.
Thank you.
Only who go fit to and where go succeed now, who they work for. Brewery. It's what any guys that did it and it was successful. The guy worked in brewery. Then they don't know how to pack crates. Where? Or you maybe say you be a homo boy. You want train. You go train and reach hospital.
Thank you so much, man.
Oh boy.
Oh man. Another first time caller innocent. That was funny, man. I won't lie. But sorry, you hope you recover fast. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yes! Yes! Yes!
Oh my God!
Just alive!
Yeah!
Man!
You made it!
Yeah, I made it!
Welcome! Talk to us, what's your name?
My name is Innocent. Yeah, wow. I love you guys. You guys are just a bomb. You know, you're the bomb.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.
Look, I love, anytime I'm down, I love to hear the voice of these two amazing, wonderful, I lack words.
Wow.
I know.
Wonderful couple. Mm-hmm. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Love what you're doing. More grace, more favor, and more open doors.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Ah.
Hope you have not done the crate challenge.
No. I won't go there. I won't do it.
So, thank you so much. Appreciate. Thank you. Wow. Well, more people calling from Aja this morning.
Okpeyemi from Aja is on the line. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Good morning. My name is Okpeyemi, first time caller.
Wow. You made it.
I've been trying for long.
Wow, welcome.
Well done.
We're happy. So, yes, what side in Aja are you calling from, and how's the?
Chevron Drive.
Okay, fantastic.
Nice one.
It's very cool, very calm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy.
Nice one.
Getting through.
Wow.
We're happy for you.
Today is your day.
Well done for the good job.
Thank you. God bless you, Okpeyemi.
God bless you.
All right.
Wow. I thought he was going to say he saw the guy that did the great challenge and put through the guy's break neck.
But you see, this should be a brother's keeper. The neighbor that now called to come
out. He called to caution other people.
Imagine that.
Wherever you are listening, do not partake in the great challenge. If you do, you are on your own. To be forewarned.
It's to be forewarned.
Okay. Sammy,
Sammy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Yes.
What's up, Lagos?
Okay. Chest alive.
Wow.
I've been trying. Thank you.
Wow.
I don't have anything to say. I just want to say,
Okay.
That's, you've said a lot. A lot. You said it all, in fact. Oh, my. What a show. What an experience.
Okay, on WhatsApp, Atiba from Yaba says, face front weekend. Everybody face front. My dear Techers, what's up, Lagos? He's screaming. Chesla. Beautiful life.
Mm-hmm.
It says the sound of victory and excitement from Collins shows we have better days ahead.
Yes.
And it says, what a better time to be alive to witness another TGIF.
Yep.
Hope in the air of for Nigerians mm-hmm. and all over the world. I love you, dear Techers. Andrea, continue to put on Collins's wear. Next week, try his office wear. And thank me later. Okay. Oh, I'm going to think. I will think about that. Maybe it's one of your suit jackets I will put on.
I swear, if I don't wear a blouse, come to this office one day.
You are going to put on a blouse.
Actually, you're wearing my stuff. I could wear yours.
Nah.
Now what? What's nah?
Nah. Don't embarrass me.
It's not what's embarrassing?
Don't embarrass me.
I'll wear skirt.
Don't embarrass me.
I go tie
rapper. Don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me. Okay.
Well, them ladies, man, we need to take some calls before we get into the Family Talk, the Fun Faith Friday edition of the Family Talk coming up from 11 o'clock. Don't forget that. Mm. We are the Techers, and this is What's Up Lagos.
With the Techers.
Absolutely.
Ademola from Ikorodu here says, devil go just suggest nonsense and guys go to Russia. What the heck is Great Challenge? It says, what nonsense? And who started it? That's Ademola from Ikorodu.
That's the thing about TikTok challenges. All right. When they trend, nobody they ask who started out. You can trace it to, but nobody would ask that question.
Apart from even asking the question, who started it? It's not even about who started it. It's about what's the purpose? Why?
Mm.
Why are we doing this Great Challenge? Is this to show fitness? Is it to show how fit you are or how light you are? Or is it to show, you know, balance and precision or what? I don't know.
Yo, if you want to show how fit you are, all right, go into the MMA. All right, or join the UFC.
Mm.
Go and enroll now. Mm. They put you in the ring. That's why you are one man to man, woman to woman. That's how you show whether you're fit. Or just go to Obalinde and cause trouble. Or just go under the bridge and No, it's true now. What's the essence? You want to show, go to the gym or go to the hospital and ask the doctor, check me, how fit am I?
Yeah, I think that's the question people should have asked. What's the essence of this challenge?
You know,
jumping on it, just a trend.
No matter how great the essence, whatever it is will be, the fact that it's injuring people. Our brother is in Badore now. In
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I will laugh first before I ask his sorry. You know?
Anyway, I have warned. It's not that I did not warn.
Oh my God.
I have warned.
Hey.
Do not try this at home.
Don't.
Don't do it.
We'll be right back. Let's take some break now. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Friday feeling fireboy. Are you feeling the Friday feeling? Because we are feeling the Friday feeling.
Oh boy.
Welcome back. It's 11:05 on the clock, and it's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time for the Family Talk, the fun-filled Friday edition of the Family Talk. We want to know what exactly gets you attracted. What exactly attracted you to your partner?
Ooh.
Which do you pay more attention to? Is it the physical looks or intelligence? So it's a battle between intelligence and looks.
Physical attributes.
Yeah, and looks.
Hmm.
That's a tough place because everybody's dream is to have someone.
Both.
But hold on a second.
Yeah.
All these ladies who are going to say, hi, tall, broad-chested, dark.
Yeah.
How come they don't always add intelligence? So are they trying to say, no.
Oh,
are they trying
God.
To say, you like be mumu?
But as long as you can deliver.
Be mumu, just have. Don't get sense. Just have broad
just
chest.
Deliver is the word.
Yeah, deliver.
Just deliver.
So that tells me that, is it that women, most ladies, they want a man that just represents the male figure, but does not have sense, or what?
No, I mean, well, some people pay attention more to, you know, how the partner looks, so that when I go for events,
okay,
you're not going to fall my hand.
Okay, you appear, you wear suit, wear
so
tie.
We appear.
You know, make sense. You know, good enough. So,
no, it's not going to talk.
Please,
it's not going to talk.
Let
don't worry.
Talk
don't worry. We're not talk. I will do the talking.
It's the highest mumu-ness.
No, it's not.
To say somebody should have physical attributes and does not have brain.
I don't care. What's wrong with physical attributes?
No. You go for a dinner and then the men are having a conversation.
It's
and then
just like when
they're just doing.
No. Look at it. Let's look at it this way.
Okay.
It's just like when you've done so many wrongs.
Okay.
And then you just look at this person like,
and then
I forgive you. You melt my heart with your appearance.
So
I don't know.
So that means, but there should be people. Are ladies attracted to the intelligence of a man as against the physical attributes if they put them side to side? And the same to men. Are you also guys, boys, girls? I mean, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Are you for guys? Are you also attracted more to the intelligence of a woman
than how she looks?
How she looks. So anyhow, she appear. Boom. Even if she's more like, she just appear.
What do you mean more like?
More like is when you just tie it apart. You just, you don't take care of yourself. You don't necessarily pay attention to the attractiveness of your,
physical stuff.
But when you open your mouth to talk,
sense.
Money comes
sense.
In.
But don't you look at it this way?
Would you go for that?
If you look the way you look,
uh-huh,
right? Like you said,
yeah,
don't take care of yourself. You don't appear good.
Mm-hmm.
People might not necessarily want to pay attention to you.
Hmm.
So they might not even give you the chance to open your mouth to say anything. So how can you defend yourself that you have a lot to say?
So that's why there's a virtual contradiction. So somebody who does not have sense. Okay, that's another thing too.
Look at it.
No. You
that's
talk.
It. You you
you would talk.
See.
You do like those.
Take
like the
for
woman
instance,
with
there's a
blood.
Board meeting.
Uh huh.
Right, and you this is a new person who came to the company.
Yeah.
And she walks in, looking unkempt, tattered, not well put together.
Yeah.
Not exactly physically attractive.
Mm.
And we're going around the table.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
Trust me.
The
human in that person might not necessarily want to look that way to say, oh yeah, say, what's your opinion?
They will not ask the opinion.
Just by looking at that individual, be it a guy or a girl who does not exactly appear good, it just writes off the person.
You see, the thing about intelligence is that sometimes, look or no look, you don't wait for them to call, ask you to say what you need
to
say.
So you have to fight your way.
You don't need to fight your way.
To say something.
You know when you just drop one line and then the whole room just goes quiet. And then they'll say, please, you know those kind of situations where a king will be somewhere.
Yeah.
The elders are trying to suppress somebody from giving an information.
Mm-hmm.
And they are pushing, you say, guards, take him out. Or take her out. And you know, I like to pay. I watch a lot of Nollywood. Holly and Nollywood.
Okay.
So and they say, take him out. Mm-hmm. Out of here. Who's this riffraff? And then the man just, or the lady just drops a line. Wow, she drops a line, say, hold on.
Come back here, come back.
Bring him, young man.
You
come.
Just said something.
Come. Come. They say, no, but he's looking like drag. He said, no,
but
come.
You see, you have been humiliated. Come. I mean,
leave
you
the
have...
relation.
See, yeah, as much as intelligence makes so much sense, right?
Yeah.
Man.
You must. You have physical.
You have to.
So
look
for you,
good.
First is physical attributes.
You have to look good. No, well.
Don't well me. Do not well
I'm
me.
I'm trying to stand on the fence right now because I want the two. All I right. want it all. And I have it all.
Today we're splitting. You have to choose you this day who you serve.
Oh, goodness.
And that goes out to every lady out there and every man out there. What attracts you to a lady or a man, depending on what gender?
Yeah.
You know, you we're talking to.
Do you prefer a woman who looks drop dead gorgeous?
Has all the attributes.
Everything. But when it comes to talking,
yeah.
When it comes to intelligence,
she will say, "What I do?
Nothing did here. Now come.
Is you talking to me?
It's not about the English. Yes, yeah, I know a lot of people who cannot necessarily speak good English, but they are very intelligent. A lot of people think that when you speak English, you are intelligent. Automatically, intelligent.
That's right.
Nah.
That's a common belief in Africa. That's like somebody just
there
come.
There are people who cannot speak English, but they're very bright. They're very smart.
That's right.
And there are people who can speak English very well, fluently, but they are not so smart.
They don't get sense.
They're not, you know.
No sense from here to there.
So
what would you go for?
The intelligence.
Oh.
Or the looks.
0700-993-993-993.
Wow.
You can't choose two. There's nothing like both of them. You choose one and give your reasons.
But I want it all.
Ah, no.
I want it all.
01465-7190. That's the number for those who are ladies out there. Hi, ladies. I haven't heard a lot from ladies today. What's going on?
You're not picking our call.
Okay.
That's what they were saying.
Let's get to hear more. Chris is joining us. Chris, our first caller. I hope he's not the Chris that we have said should punk me for now.
All right, Chris is in transit. Hi, Chris, welcome. Hello.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chess alive.
Okay, this is Chris.
Okay.
For me, they both go.
No both.
We're going to stand one side.
You cannot both.
I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married to a tall, elegant, intelligent woman.
Okay.
And that is equally beautiful.
Okay.
You know, she can pass for a Miss World.
Ah, yeah, okay, you try.
So I go for the two. Mm. I don't really go for just intelligence.
Okay.
Because I believe that as a tall, proud, handsome man, I need to have a queen by my side.
Okay.
So
when I'm going out for a public function, I should be proud of my partner.
So a queen can be short.
No, my wife, I'm tall. I'm 6'4".
Okay.
Okay.
I'm six four. Foot.
So you go for both of them. You must be
Yes, I go for both intelligence and beauty.
All right. Thank you,
Lucky
Chris.
Lucky you, man.
I mean, we're talking about you don't have an option.
Yes.
You cannot choose both. At this point in time, that's what it's all about. Because I know a lot of people will come and say,
they want
the boat. They wanted the boat. No, I'm married to the boat. I have the boat.
If you
we're
have to
saying,
choose one.
Exactly. We're saying that if you are stuck with the decision to choose just one, would you go for a physical attribute, the looks, or a person who does not necessarily look so good, but is super intelligent?
Ella is calling from Aja.
What's up, Lagos?
Hi, Chess Alive.
Chess Alive, welcome.
Good morning. I will go for the smart one, the intelligent one, because the smart one, I can always package him. If he doesn't know how to dress, I'll package him, I teach him. I can only, even if he's ugly, there's a way you can package him and he will look nice.
You know.
But if somebody that doesn't have sense, you cannot put sense into his head.
Okay.
It's dumb and a stupid person. It's annoying. It annoys me. So I'll go for the smart one. I can always package the looks or whatever that is not there. That stupid person, there's nothing you can do about them. They are dumb and they are stupid. There's nothing you can do.
Wait,
have you been deceived? Hold on, let me ask a personal question. Have you been deceived by looks before? You thought the person...
I had it all.
Yes. Lots of times. They'll just open their mouth and you'll be like, what?
Oh my God. Wow.
But I've seen some cute looking guys. They smell nice when they talk.
Nothing.
Like,
Come.
You have things.
Wow.
Try.
I'll keep him up.
All okay. right. Thank you.
But this is what I'm thinking. If you can tush up the guy who does not look so good, uh-huh. I mean, what's stopping you from also teaching?
To push that in somebody.
Yes, now.
You think it's easy?
You think it's also easy to just tush someone off?
You can tush somebody off.
What if the person is stubborn?
You show the person
what if
the
person is stubborn? No. Let's be serious.
All right.
What if the person is stubborn and saying, no, I like the way I look and I don't want to
that
change?
Like that. Let's take Michael. That's how people don't be. I love it. Oh, guy, you can't wear checkers or checkers. You say no.
Or red or blue. Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Cheers to life.
Oh, my.
Cheers to life. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Colin.
Yes, mm-hmm. please.
Boss, this question I want to ask this morning.
Mm.
Personal.
Okay. Mm.
Because, you know, I got married about 18 years ago.
All right.
I love the you know, that feeling.
Mm. Okay.
The bond, the face.
Yeah.
So I got both. And I'm blessed.
You're lucky.
Yeah, I'm so lucky.
You're blessed, yeah.
You know, the important thing is that, you know, when you marry a woman that, you know, that pleases you, and then you please her also. Mm. What else again you're looking for? Sometimes the beauty, you know, faded away. You're going to get hope for it. But most important is the woman, Yoruba with your mom, Toniwa. Toniwa.
Omoluabi.
You need to look for. But I thank God that I married a woman that is pretty. I mean, gorgeous. I mean, the most beautiful woman on earth.
Baddest.
She's good in everything.
Thank you. Emphasis on everything, Michael. Thank you so much.
If you want my hug, I go tell you.
You go green?
I go tell you.
No, he's sitting beside you. Come and say no. He does not have two. It's one. See, if you're a couple, you're listening to us right now, we understand why you can't really contribute your mind.
Yeah, it's already made up.
We understand.
Your mind
because,
made up.
Because if your call goes through, maybe your wife say or your husband say, call now, answer, tell him, do you have both? Would you call and say you don't have? So we understand it. I'm not saying that's what the last caller, I'm not saying that, but we understand it.
We get it.
But you know what cracked me off was the Ibe.
What cracked you up?
I'll come back.
Okay.
Hello, Ibe. We say you should. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Top of the
hello. Team.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
We are hearing you. We are hearing you.
Old Mabo Kalahari Desert. You have to send me 30,000. Yeah, it's a tax among the dollar. As my in-law from an Israel like at that.
Okay.
You know what? The people you are describing as gigantic and beautiful on the outward appearance, their brain is loaded with pride.
Hmm.
I come across one like that.
With pride, okay.
And I happen to give birth to him. Immediately, I look at it that, two lions cannot stay in the same house. I disembarked.
Wow.
But the other people are on that race that do not have something, they are the ones that when they talk, it builds up your mind.
Mm. Okay. But let me ask you directly, right? We're talking about if you have to choose between a physical appearance and somebody who has brain and does not necessarily look physically great. Would you choose? So are you going to go for the brains?
Yeah, the brain one is more of upgrading and better and building.
All right. Mm. Thank you. That's straightforward, man.
Brains.
Because we have Uyo Abasi, calling from Anthony. I hope I got that name correct.
Yeah, and he's a first-time caller.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, fine, sir. I'm going for intelligence.
Okay, why is that?
Beauty has nothing. There's nothing to do with beauty.
For real?
And beauty will fade away later.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
Thank you so much. Straight to the point.
He says beauty will fade away later. Haven't you seen people who are very, very old and they still look attractive and beautiful and handsome? And have you just seen... Wait, there's this particular challenge I saw.
You saw that? That was Baba.
Old Baba that was changing things.
You saw my future.
That's I saw your future.
You saw how it be. You couldn't know.
I saw that man. That I'm like, yo, so... man, this guy's old and he looks this good. I mean, see, RMD. What are we not talking?
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, you can still look good despite how old you are.
Old you are, yeah. I was looking around. I can mention one. You know, anybody. But let's get to the calls back. It's so much fun. So we're asking you straight up to tell us if you have to choose between a physical attribute in the person and or their brains or their intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Which would you go for? Which of them would you go for? You have to choose. This is not a half. Everybody would say they have two. They have the two.
Mm.
Now you have this guy or you have this lady, very beautiful, very handsome. You have to choose, but no brains, so to speak. If he speak, open his mouth, you'll be like, don't talk. Just so wait, don't worry. Or you have this other person. Doesn't really care about the attributes. Yeah. I mean, doesn't have all the, you know, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And this person also, but if he opens his mouth to speak, nations are built.
Mm-hmm.
Your life, you're uplifted. You get to open your mind. You see great stuff. You see, you know, you have caught between choosing one of them as a partner. Who would you go for from the top of your head?
I like that you mentioned that. I mean, some people who are married will be like, yeah, it's not for me. I don't know if I'm going to choose. But just for the sake of this conversation, right, take your mind off the fact that you're married now.
We're not talking about your partner.
If you just, for instance, if you were to choose between intelligence and physical attribute, which would you pick? Which is more attractive to you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it when a person speaks and they speak with so much intelligence?
Yeah.
Or how they look.
Chris from Aja is on the line. Hello.
Ah, credito.
Chai.
No vex, Chris.
At least if you are past that level, make them connect on time now.
No vex. Chris. You know what? What we do is they should call Chris back. Can you call Chris back? Let's go.
See, about this topic you guys are discussing.
Yeah.
Mr. Peke, Ada is your wife, right?
Who's Ada?
I mean, your colleague there now, your wife there, right?
No, her name is Andrea.
Andrea.
Oduobi.
Oduobi.
Oduobi. Yes.
I'm sorry, Naba Adugo. Omo Odoku Itenei Eku Adugo.
English, please.
In English, please.
Some boys, Andre will be speaking on this kind of topic. Mr. Teke, good looking wife, sir. Now, my wife, who am I to talk like this? So if Andre can notice, if I say my husband won't dress, you can switch immediately, can collaborate, make everything they say. Okay, issue.
Are you serious?
No, I know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The husband, you take care, you like bread, but I think deeply on the side of your wife, I think she likes look better. For you, I think you'll be like looking at her that wait till they talk. I'd wait till they have waited. Later, she can't switch again. Okay, all join. Make everything else they go.
Okay.
I just call.
You're saying what you observe, okay?
I observe.
Well done. Observer.
Electoral. Of the world.
Electoral.
You are supposed to be employed.
International electoral election observer from the United Nations delegation.
Well done, sir.
Well done. Thank you. Well done.
What does it
mean? I don't know
what did
you
just say? Na.
Yeah. Hello, Ese.
Hi, Ese has gone. Ese, please call us back, okay? Don't mind Chris. I don't know what Chris is trying to do.
I don't know what
he say, and this one, he say he like looks better. He say, no, the husband, he likes.
I understand when people, you know, try to make sense. Especially, it's a wonder. Let's not even deny the fact that it's a wonder to so many people see real life couple.
Yeah, we're talking about come on the radio, like this.
Talk about stuff like
so
this.
So they're trying to know my position and know your position.
Oh, lema.
Nah, you before.
Oh, lema. You know, that's your Bible say you. Oh, lema. I'm going to say ma.
You're missing
ma.
The point.
It's ma.
You're missing the point. That's it. That's it. You miss it.
You can't really get it to know. Well, more calls coming in. We need to find out from you. Don't be like Chris. Just, I mean, the question is straightforward. Which would you choose?
Oh, my God.
Is it physical attributes or brains? What are you attracted to, you as a person? We are going to say our own before Chris is trying to get to our mind.
On Jombe.
Pumastica.
We see you.
Observer, election.
Of the whole universe. The Lord is your power.
All right. Well, Tina is on the line, but Tina, could you. Tina, quickly. Oh, God. Sorry, Tina is a first time caller.
And we need to go on a break.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Jesu Luawa. Merci, merci. Merci. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Welcome back. We are grateful for all of you who stay tuned. And those who, even the last caller that was on the line for a while before went on that break, Ejo, Emabinu, apologies.
I'm so sorry. If you can call us back, please do. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp comment, you can do that.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's for WhatsApp messages. The numbers, the lines are buzzing. We have some WhatsApp messages also.
Yeah, this is coming from Nietzsche. And okay. Nietzsche says, good morning, the techies. What's up, Lagos? For me, it's quality and quantity. Looks with brain.
Hello.
I can't talk too much. A woman who can represent me when I'm not around, just like my wife. So because I have to choose one, I'll choose the intelligent one. Cheers to life. Okay, so he's going for intelligence.
Okay.
Rather than physical looks.
Which is easier to fix? If you, let's say you choose, you now choose intelligence, and the person you have to fix them, is that easier, or is it someone who looks great and you want to put sense in their head?
Essay is on the line.
Essay's back.
Hi, Essay. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? And I know I'll pick my card.
Nervous.
Why be so that the quick vex? If you go bank and they say we are working on it, you won't be angry. but it's very special now, you quick vex.
Hold on, Polly. You just have to see me the day I para in one bank.
You're angry. You change that for them.
I'm angry. I change that for the lady.
Take it easy.
All right, Ese, easy. Sorry for keeping you. Let's talk.
Okay, now. Everybody, they say, I want intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Abby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. For me, for me as a person,
yeah,
I love intelligent guy.
Okay.
Fine. But when you now meet some stubborn, intelligent guy, life says go tire you.
Why did you say so?
Life go tire you. Okay, in the sense that, there are some that is intelligent, okay, quite all right. You are intelligent and I love you like this. This, your hair is bushy. Please now, just barb it and look good. I beg, not be that one that they look. Now, that one put money for my pocket. Get the stuff. Which is not, I'm not happy with it. I don't like it.
So, but you want intelligence, but not stubborn.
Not stubborn, at least, so that if I package you, the package will go with what you carry for your head. Already.
Okay.
All
right.
Let me tell you one thing. I have a friend that she's not educated, but the husband wants her to be educated because the guy is educated. This guy enrolled her in a class, adult class. My babe, no go.
She no one gets sense.
She no go. Nah, the guy on the table, I say she won't go put her for outside because the babe had no one correct.
Wow.
See that kind of thing.
Man,
so some people are intelligent.
All right. Thank you so much, Essay. Moses has been waiting from Lekki.
Yeah.
Hi, Moses. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Because we know the fish out and like before again, because you don't call, you're tired.
No vex.
The truth is that is the way. Sometimes if you are picking calls, just be picking calls. When you start analyzing, start up.
Okay. Moses, are you there? You wait, don't wait for a line to go straight. You can't stop the analyze again. Now, one, two, three, push out.
Yeah, yeah.
You won't come to arrange the program for the producer.
I think what Mr. Igbe was trying to say the other time about being intelligent comes with pride.
Yeah.
I think Essay also dropped on that same thing as well. Yeah. That is tough. You know, you asked the question that is it tough, which is tougher to
correct?
Correct. Is it putting brain in the not so attractive one, or tushing up the intelligent one that's not so attractive? And most times, right, the person who is intelligent,
you know,
in a tough meeting,
it will get saying, you know, you can analyze.
Not too much.
You see where this is. You see the whole idea. You see, sir, your tie, your shirt is checkers. Your tie can be checkers. You say no. That was in 1942. Do you know? According to how that thing started was because, you see, it's just all the old mindset. It's just in the mind. It's just many, you know, stuff like that. Let's not forget that our rule for regular callers to step back a bit is still on. Please, Moses, Essay, I have to take your calls because you're already on. But please, if you know you have been calling regularly, send a WhatsApp message. 0809-597-5805. We're streaming live on Facebook and on YouTube. You can go there and drop your comments so that those who have been calling for months and months can get through. Like Kenny Day calling from Musha. I don't know how when last he called. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Colin.
Yeah. Yes.
No
vex.
This is a soap man. Where's my soap? He promised to cut me soap. The last time. Second time I'm calling.
Okay. Cut with soap. Soap for what? What soap?
The soap
that I use
now.
Soap for, I don't get it.
Which soap?
To bath, to wash clothes.
Which one to bath? Is it which one do you want? Is it the one in the kitchen? The one that is for wash plates or?
I don't know
which one
you guys are using now.
Which one?
Which one? To wash plates or to wash clothes?
I will ask so that we can know which one to give you because we use different kinds of soap.
For different kinds.
For different reasons. To wash clothes, to bath, to wash plates. Which one?
The bath.
For bath.
We know they use soap bath.
Black one.
We know it's liquid. They know they cut our liquid soap.
Okay.
Is it you will get through a call that people have been trying to call. You now be spending time to talk about soap. Okay, go ahead. Let's listen to you. How would you respond to our question?
Yes, actually, about the topic. Initially, I used to think like, you thought that you say someone is fine and they do not have sex until I have the experience.
Okay.
Like, seriously, I don't believe some people can be so dumb like that. You know, I get involved with a girl, like, I don't know, if you are talking A, she'll be talking Z, I'll be like, I've been explaining to you, even if you're for the first time. And she'll be like, I don't know, you'll be talking A now. I mean, you have to understand this thing. You have to understand this thing. And really, you are even telling me how that particular thing, and you'll be saying another thing, like, wait, is it that your sense is not working or what? I have to, like, tell you, put it right, like, do you have sense at all? I don't get it.
Oh, wow.
Before there, somebody asked me this question, I don't think to see that somebody might just debate and not have sense. But with that experience, I was like, no.
She has to have sense.
Yes.
Oh.
She has sense. She's beautiful, right?
Yes.
But look at attributes. Like, people do look at. Looking at her, she's got the same girl kind of person.
Okay.
Looking at her, she's not a person like that. You know, she's too. quality that you're looking for, at least that's one at the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get me?
Hmm.
He doesn't have it. He doesn't have it like almost at all.
Mm.
But
all right.
I'm cool. I'm cool. But
all right.
See them intelligent, like.
Super intelligent. So you go for intelligence over beauty?
Yes, of course, definitely. I'll go for intelligence.
All right, great. Fantastic to know.
Mary's on the line as well.
All right, Mary.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up,
Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, I just want to wish my daughter happy birthday. I know you don't want first-time callers to call today.
No. We didn't say that. You say we don't want first time callers?
No, sorry, not first time caller. Those that have been calling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Your daughter's birthday is today.
I just want to wish my daughter Valerie.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Mm.
She has been a blessing. Her life is like a miracle because she went through a challenge at birth. But I thank God for her, and I just want to give God praise.
Happy birthday to your daughter.
I want to give a shout out to her. That God will keep her in perfect health.
Amen, indeed.
Thank you for picking my call.
Okay, happy birthday to Valerie and everyone who was born today in history. We say happy birthday to you indeed. And those who are born this week in history too.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to... Yeah, everybody. Going back to the question, which has to do with you picking between brains and physical attributes. What attracts you the more? All right. Now, it doesn't make with this. I ought to be alone again. Anyone who takes offense. Well, welcome back. Let's get back to the calls. Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Okay. All right. I think we should head straight to WhatsApp because we have a few WhatsApp messages, and afterwards we go straight to
talk. Talk is what we do.